preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Well, here we are.
I got a shot in North Dakota. Rifle and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Country boy can survive up here in North Dakota, as are all of you. Whether you be in New York City, Miami, even Chicago, even L.A., even San Francisco, country folks can survive wherever we may find ourselves. It's a little bit easier here in North Dakota because this is Trump country. But we are afflicted here with an ailment that plagues all of Trump country, which is that there is this enormous disconnect, well, by and large, disconnect between we Trump MAGA supporters and the people who pretend to represent us in Washington, who are, so many of them, rhinos. Where do these people come from, these rhinos? And it's now becoming more and more painfully obvious that they're desperately hanging on. Their hope is that we will go away. The MAGA, Trump, MAGA patriots will go away. The MAGA revolution will go away. It will be a fad. It will be a passing thing. But they're wrong. They are a passing thing. And they will go away. You know, the sad thing that the MAGA movement has to do a house cleaning of the Republican Party and get these people the hell out of the Republican Party. These elitists who are actually part of a uniparty. And, you know, it's somewhat counterintuitive. Not that counterintuitive, but we're normal people. People like you in this audience, normal people, they don't think in these devious ways. But you see, for the Democrats are quite happy to be, whether they're in the majority or the minority, they're still quite happy as long as the uniparty is in power. And for the Republicans, they can be in power or out of power or in a majority or in a minority. But both groups, as a uniparty, get what they're there for. They get their money, they get their power, they get their fame, they get their newspaper articles, they get their picture in the magazines, they get the girls, etc., or the boys, I guess, for the ladies. And that's, they're happy with that. And they want to return to that, but unfortunately, the current crisis is not going to afford us that luxury of returning to uniparty normalcy. Well, I'll tell you what, a good sign that we're not returning to uniparty normalcy. I got a book in the mail yesterday, and wow. You will be hearing about this book. And in fact, let me just see if it's highly ranked right now in anybody's book lists. It will be a bestseller on any book list. People refer to the New York Times book list because it's out of sheer habit. This is a book by a new name to me, Jeremy Carl. So it's two first names, His last name is another first name, Jeremy Carl. And this man will be somebody we'll be talking about, listening to, and reading much in coming years. Let me just, I'm going to his book, his new book. Let me make sure we look at the publication date. It's new to me. I just got my copy. Publication date, April 23rd. Okay, I did pretty well there. It was published yesterday, and that's when I got my copy. The book is The Unprotected Class. The Unprotected Class. Now, that's a takeoff of the phrase, the protected classes. You know, you hear that in politically correct speech. You know, this or that person is a member of a protected class. And, you know, there are all sorts of protected classes. There is gay people. There is colored people. There are another protected class would be you can't say disabled. So what do they have to come up with new terms like handy-abled or something. Disabled people. Cripples. And so on down the, on down the list there of all the protected classes. But remarkably, there is one class of people that is absolutely not protected. And what is that? Well, it's most of you in this audience. It's white people. You're not protected. You're in the unprotected class. So this is a nice concept that Jeremy Carl as formulated in this new book. Let me look. Let me see how it's selling. It was published yesterday, so I give it a chance, Kelso. Let's see how it's doing on day one. It is number 7 in political conservatism and liberalism. Number 7 in that category. It isn't high in the overall listing of books yet, but I mean to help change that. You want this book. You want to order it. If you read, this is one thing you want to read. The Unprotected Class by Jeremy Carl. What did I pay for it? They got a price on it. I buy so many books, I don't have room in my brain to remember what I paid for each one. It's beautifully bound and covered, and it's excellent paper, high quality, $33, $32.99 I paid. And it's a thick book. Here's what Tucker Carlson has to say about it. In a country, this is Tucker speaking, in a country where being racist is the ultimate sin, how has our ruling class gotten away with attacking the majority of Americans on the basis of their race? The answer is scary. And this outstanding book explains. Nice. Here's another endorsement from Charlie Kirk, founder and president of Turning Point USA. There is a pathological war on white people in America. It's time decent people wake up and fight against it. Read this book to figure out how. Now, pardon me. I slammed the book down my desk here. It is wonderful. I haven't read it yet, all of it. But I've read big chunks of it. And I may... something that's very refreshing, this Jeremy Carl. Well, who is Jeremy Carl? I thought you'd never ask. Well, he looks, let me see if there's any information on him. Bio, Jeremy Carl. I don't know how people avoid getting written up in Wikipedia, but well-connected people seem to know what they're doing better than I do. They managed to not get dragged into Wikipedia. Yeah, see, here's one of them. Jeremy Carl is not in Wikipedia. Good. Well done, Jeremy Carl. So there must be some trick. There must be some letter that you can have your attorney. See, that might be the problem there. I don't have an attorney. But Jeremy Carl probably does. And so his attorney probably informed Wikipedia, don't you dare. Or we'll drag your sorry asses into court. So, or if you're going to write something about Jeremy Carl, if you're going to write a bio of him on your stinking webpage, it better reflect reality. And so they choose not to write an article because the reality of Jeremy Carl is a very, very excellent career in life. So I'll just read from the flyleaf of the book. Jeremy Carl is a senior fellow at the Claremont Institute, California, where his research focuses on multiculturalism, nationalism, race relations, and immigration. He is a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Interior of the U.S., research fellow at Stanford, the Hoover Institution. He lives in Montana. Good for him, with his wife and children. And he's a real handsome guy. I don't know what his age is. He's, I don't know, maybe 40-something. Could be younger. He doesn't look. He could easily be 35. He's so healthy looking. I imagine he's in his 40s. And the, I'll just give you some samples here. I'll just read a bit of it. This is an event. This is a tsunami of a book. It will go viral. And what he's doing, so welcome by me, because I constantly talk about saving Western civilization, saving our race, saving, white culture, and defeating the anti-whites who are the actual racists. And it would be nice to have a little help in that cause. And here he is, Jeremy Carl, who is going to sell, he is going to reach millions upon millions more people than I will ever dream of reaching. And so that's the kind of big help you like. And another thing we can say about this book, when you have Tucker Carlson and you have, there's a whole list of people here who endorse this book, he's coming right out of the chute full speed. This book's going to take off, and he doesn't have to like win acceptance or hit the bookstore circuit and sign copies and so on to get the book out there. No, the book has been launched like a rocket, and it will sell many, many copies in the initial surge. And then people like myself getting their initial surge copies, they're going to tell others about it, word of mouth, which is what I'm doing right now. And a bunch of you are going to buy the book, and then you're going to do the same thing, pass it on. And the sales will grow exponentially. And we'll see why here. I'll read you some quotes and you'll go, whoa, you're kidding. This guy's saying this, he's writing this. Is he allowed to do this? This is impermissible. You can't say that. There's probably a law against it somewhere. Let's go to, I was looking at some chapters here just before the show. And I liked chapter 14 and chapter 15, the penultimate and ultimate chapters. Here's one entitled, this is the last chapter. And it's entitled, Finding Our Way Home. You'll like this. Listen. In 2017, seemingly out of nowhere, signs began appearing initially around college towns, but later in other locales too. Simple and unadorned, they read, "It's okay to be white," in all capital letters with no additional information. Remember that? I think this is 2017. It made a stir. We noted it on this show. The phrase seemed innocuous enough. In fact, it was identical to one spoken by a minority executive quoted in our entertainment chapter, who was encouraging whites to feel like they were still welcome in our multicultural wonderland. Obviously, he's saying that, the multicultural wonderland, with tongue in cheek. But of course, the signs were hardly viewed as harmless by the establishment. In fact, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski were freaking out. It turns out the slogan was the creation of 4chan, the internet message board, which I've never participated in, but many of you may have. 4chan, the number 4, and then Chan. The creators, whoever came up with this slogan, "It's okay to be white," were trying to provoke, to create a dissonance between a seemingly harmless message and the anger that it would stoke in our anti-white public culture. Anger that would expose that, quote, "leftists and journalists hate white people," which is what the poster said in his initial post. They hate white people. Many of them are white people who hate white people who like white people. So the posters appeared at Harvard, Princeton, many other prestigious universities, where they were invariably removed by campus officials who condemned them as divisive and, of course, racist. They were also condemned in the Washington Post, Newsweek, by the Anti-Defamation League, etc., blah, blah, blah. In Saskatchewan, the University of Regina president declared angrily, "These signs have no place in our university." "These tactics are meant to silence our work in diversity and inclusion. Please know we shall not be deterred. We will work together to enact real change," pronounced the University of Utah's DEI office. By the way, did you see the headline? I love this one. I went to UCLA. The head of DEI at UCLA, and that's a big job. UCLA is like, who knows what it's, what sort of a hydra it's grown into since I last saw it, but it was huge when I was there, like 50,000 people. I mean, the whole community, the whole campus and the faculty and all the things around it, about 100,000 people. So the head of the DEI office, I've forgotten her name, black woman, somebody out there, you know, here's the deal with AI. Be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. Apparently, you can sick AI on some, and anything anybody's written, and you can, in seconds, detect plagiarism. And so somebody looked at her, I think, PhD thesis or master's and various other writings, and it's overwhelmingly cribbed from, she stole it. She's the head of DEI. She's a thief. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I'm I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. Cause daddy's name
was Willie Woodrow.
I wasn't born and raised in
no ghetto. Hey, we're back, folks.
Place to do my thing.
And we're doing our thing here. I'm actually going to, you know, based on the spot you just heard during the break here, for natural meat raised in a wholesome way, not the stuff you get from the food industry. So go to republicbroadcasting.org and look at the natural meats, which are available there, and get some. I need to go there and get some. I'll tell you what I do myself to try to get as natural a meat as possible. But, you know, that now that we're on the subject of book reviewing, another book that I received the day before, I got this wonderful, wonderful book, which I'm going to read from in a moment, The Unprotected Class, which is about anti-white racism by Jeremy Carl. You know, there's a name to remember, Jeremy Carl. You could, of course, famous initials, JC, are famous two initials. So you could use that as a mnemonic. You know, okay, if you forget the name, then you think, oh, JC. Kelso said, he's JC. Oh, JC. And then you'll come up with Jeremy and Carl. This book I got the day before on a completely other topic, by a doctor and a, he studied law. I don't know if he's an attorney, but he studied law. Dr. Robert Lustig, L-U-S-T-I-G. And like Jeremy Carl, he is a stellar genius. So this is another name you would profit from remembering, Robert Lustig. And the title of his current book, which I have in my hot little hands, and for which I paid, you know, they're getting, Joe Biden's prices are kind of high, you know, aren't they? Well, this is $29.99, so $30 for his book, which is entitled Metabolical. Metabolical. And which makes you think of the word diabolical. And I'll tell you what, Robert Lustig makes a very unrefutable case that the food industry is diabolical. That the decline in our health as a people, now I know I'm shifting topics here. I went from Jeremy Carl, to whom I'm going to come back, to Robert Lustig, just because I was led down this by our ad for natural meat. Robert Lustig makes the point, one of the ways in which we fell off the turnip truck of health is when we started eating highly. Oh, James, come on in. We're introducing some new authors here.
Right. Jeremy, I was just going to say, have you ever seen the 1965 movie called Mirage with Gregory Peck?
No, I haven't.
Well, I'm the guy in the movie.
Okay.
What I do is what the guy in the movie did. David Stillwell. Okay. You have to check out the movie.
Okay. Mirage, starring
Gregory Peck.
Gregory Peck.
Yeah, 1965.
1965, the year I graduated from high school.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Mirage. Okay, I'm going to put a
I was alluding to that yesterday about not dying. I'll let you see the movie first and check it out.
Okay.
All right.
So you're not planning on dying?
No, sir, I am not.
Okay.
I'm going to tough it out.
Well, and, say hello to everybody. I think I'm.
As long as they don't go cannibal. As long as they don't have to go cannibal. But
say hello to everybody when I'm gone. The
All right. Maybe I'll save you. Okay.
I'm talking about a book, a total genius named Robert Lustig, and this man, his mind is so full of truth. Facts, data, research, things you've never heard that are so, I mean, it'll hit you right like a blow. It'll hit you, the power of what Robert Lustig, MD, is saying in his book, Metabolical. And he's saying, our health as a nation, these things could tie together here, our decline as a people. We are getting very unhealthy as a general population. We're getting very overweight. We're getting very sugar addicted. We're getting diabetic. We're getting fatty liver disease. Things that didn't occur a little while ago. We'll come back to this in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks.
A man is hard to be.
And the what Robert Lustig is saying is essential to our downfall, to the health of our people. And this makes us less able to think, less able to resist, less able to have the energy to fight back. If we're unhealthy. And he says we're eating, you know, to summarize it, he's a great scientist, a great researcher, very, very original, not derivative at all, just original, a giant of a genius. He says, eat real food. And one thing, that natural meat that's advertised at our website is one of those things that you want to eat. And eat less sugar. We turned a corner somewhere in the 1960s or thereabouts, where the quantity of sugar that Americans ate skyrocketed. And sugar comes, the food cabal, the food criminal syndicate, which is what Robert Lustig would call it, is packing cheap sugar. That's why they love to make products. That the whole cereal aisle, everything you see in the cereal aisle is crap. Every single thing in there, it's cheap stuff. Corn, you know, wheat, sugar. it's basically free for them. The boxes, the packages cost much more than what's in them. And then shipping that pile of rubbish costs even more yet. So we have really done ourselves in. We don't eat, and this is interesting stuff. I didn't know this. Robert Lustig informed me of this. Our forebears ate much more meat than we do, and they eat much more red meat than we do. So one of the things I'll do when I finish this radio show, I'll eat some red meat. I'll eat some Angus beef that is grass-fed. And wow, that's a carnivore diet. Oh, we got a caller here. Let's see, let me get my... Oh, Wayne. Wayne, one of my favorite people down in Texas. Wayne, come on in. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, James. You've covered a couple pretty good subjects today. I just wanted to call in and make a few comments. First up, just on the food, I mean, I really do urge people to find a local farmer or somewhere to buy the grass-fed beef, not full of the antibiotics and mRNA and everything else that a lot of corporate places are putting into their meat now. So it can really, I think, it add years to your life. You'll feel better. You do eating good with exercise, and you won't have anywhere near health problems most folks have. So that's one thing.
Yeah, I've turned that corner, Wayne, and I thought I was a health food nut my whole life. I'm 75, and for most of that time, I would describe myself as a health food nut. But during much of that time, the health foods that I would eat, I'd eat like health food candy bars, health food, you know, granola bars, and so stuff that Robert Lustig would say, Kelso, no, that's not health food. That's just carbohydrates, which are essentially, this is something, you know, we all need to learn. Carbohydrates are simply sugar. And it doesn't matter what form of carbohydrate it's in, it resolves to sugar to your body. And so we're on a diet, and that's why we're getting overweight, and we're losing our muscle. But if you eat meat, and eat lots of meat, after this show, I'm going to go, I've got it thawing in my refrigerator right now, a beautiful fillet of sockeye salmon. Oh, fresh caught, wild caught in the Northern Pacific by American fishermen. And, you know, with the skin on. This is a revelation to me. Why didn't I do this years before? And you're right, Wayne. It will add years to our life. And I hope I'm not too late here at 75. Because I haven't developed any chronic diseases, and I'm going to live right from here on out. So
there you go.
Yeah.
So and again, just to add on, my wife and I talk about it all the time. Like, and we're very similar in age, but back in the 70s and early 80s, women were just beautiful, no fats. You know, very rarely would you see a fat girl, but took care of themselves and everything. And now, unfortunately, you go to some of these places and restaurants or out in the mall or whatever, and that you see these girls and they're fat, they're sloppy, and you can tell they're stupid too. And I think it all goes together to just be very unattractive to men. So I would urge a lot of young ladies to, you know, try to go down that path, and exercise and good food will maybe get you a good guy sometime.
But, and Dr. Robert Lustig would point the finger not at these poor women or the men who have gotten, you know, obese and have gotten these conditions, these degenerative conditions that our people didn't have before. I mean, this, I don't have it at my fingertips. Robert Lustig, he just reels off the numbers and so on. But there are shocking numbers that you'll hear Robert Lustig, and watch him on YouTube too. You'll hear him, you know, talk about the fact that doctors didn't see in a younger person, cancer, unheard of. Stroke, never happened. There are doctors who went through their whole career and they never saw a stroke in anybody under 45, ever. Not one in a whole career. And now we're dropping like flies. And the what changed is the diet of your great-grandparents and your great-great-grandparents, they ate real food. And the food industry had not yet developed into the behemoth that it is, where they're just packing, and it's not just filler. It's worse than that. It's not just filler. The stuff they're putting into your food, and they're sneaking in every way conceivable, and the FDA enables them to do this they are not really required to report on their labels everything that's in their products. Below a certain 1% threshold, they don't have to report it. And so right, they can sneak in all kinds of really toxic stuff. It's under 1%. But I mean, folks, look, if only 1% of the ingredients in the crystal punch bowl in front of you is a turd, I think that takes care of it, doesn't it?
No doubt.
This punch is only 1% turd. Drink up. No, I'll pass.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening to our food. So Lustig says, you want to read on your health. This is not a health food show. But watching our health is very key to us living a long time. If all of you out there can live a longer life, you can be in the fight. Hey, that extra 10 years. And by the way, when we get old, if we're healthy, wow, that's that's when we're swinging for the fences. So you want to live in those 70s, 80s, and 90s. And two book reviews here. Metabolical by Robert Lustig. And boy, do I admire this guy. And then another new name for us. And Robert Lustig's a new name for me. Jeremy Carl writing about the anti-white establishment. And what he does is unique. It's different or certainly remarkable. It's just about every other paragraph, sometimes two or three times in one paragraph, he uses the term anti-white. And he's really pounding that term, because that term identifies what's actually going on. You know, what's wrong with Chuck Yu, Schumer? What's wrong with that guy? Well, he's anti-white. He hates white people. What's wrong with Nancy Pelosi? She's anti-white. And it boils down to that. And, all the insanity we've experienced, it's centered around this hatred of you as a white person.
Right. And if I could say this, James, that was my reason I called was, what we're seeing is, besides the term anti-white, I would almost call it a pre-genocide. And the reason that I say that is, you look at the amount of demonization whites are getting now, they're degraded at every level. They denigrated, they're constantly criticized and mocked and ridiculed. And the reason I kind of key on that is that there has been a fellow who's appeared on RBN that Blackbeard, BB9, has interviewed. He's out of South Africa. You may know the name Jan Lambrecht, J-A-N, Lambrecht. And this guy has been on the case for many years trying to warn white populations around the world what's happening there, because he sees it being spread all around the world into our country as well as Europe and everywhere else. And one thing he mentions that he's keyed on is, in our country, we have a lot of apathy, we're easily distracted, we're just plain clueless on a lot of issues, and just non-involved in preserving our race and really what we've built up. And he just sees it being a lot of distractions, like, Trump trial, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's dementia. That's not news. Too many people are hung up on all this crap that we see on TV, and we're not really researching and paying attention to what's going on right under our noses. And when you look at the immigration coming in, what we're seeing is a process where we're being invaded, They're colonizing us, and then they're going to try to conquer us through their voting, their birth rate, and everything else. And if the welfare ever stops in this country to them, that's when all hell breaks loose.
Yes.
Any comments on that?
Yeah, no, you've got that exactly, and thank you for that new name. I hadn't followed Jan Lambrecht, but from South Africa. And yes, South Africa is the preview of what happens to a Western civilization, a white culture, when they go to sleep, than the South Africans did. You know, some South Africans didn't, but not enough. And so they did go to sleep, and they did allow their beautiful, beautiful country with an enormous achievement, very analogous actually to America, founded at the same time as America by, among others, Dutch voyagers in ships just like the ships that landed at New Amsterdam, now New York City. And same people, same families. One brother went to New Amsterdam, and another went to, the Cape. And they created a great civilization, but then they were overwhelmed by allowing immigration. They suffered from the disease we have up here in the Northern Plains, Minnesota nice, North Dakota nice, white people nice. We find it hard in ourselves to say no, to put our foot down, to tell somebody to, you know, suck a lemon, take a hike. And that's very famous among Scandinavians. It's like, oh, you can't be impolite like that. Oh, you must be polite. You must hold your napkin at the table. But meanwhile, you know, the people who are overrunning us, they don't have any such compunctions at all. They just go for it. And that's what's happening over our border right now. They're just, you know, 10,000 a day, an entire city. No, 10,000 is what? Is that an army division? 10,000? Something like that?
Yeah.
An army division a day. And by the way, most of the people crossing the Rio Grande in that 10,000 army division are, in fact, young males of military age. They're not like the big crowds of children. Oh, the poor children. I mean, can you imagine the absurdity of that? We were supposed to accept that the 5-year-old children are going to wander into America from somewhere. They're just going to somehow wander up to the river, and they need succor from the Americans. Come on. You know, give me a break. But they're not even pretending with that. They're not even using the children as a screen anymore. They're just bringing in military age males from, you know, China, you know, Africa, Central America,
all done
everywhere.
By design.
It comes out of
Machiavelli's playbook, The Prince, 1500, where he writes, the most powerful weapon is culture. Like you guys.
Oh, Machiavelli. Okay, interesting. Is that in The Prince?
Yep, in The Prince.
Okay. I've got to get my copy up.
Because none of those books have they don't have any glossary at the back. What do you call it? Table of contents. They don't cut
right.
Them.
Well, the, by the way, thank you for
James,
calling in.
James, let me
in,
say
Mike.
This. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That,
yeah.
You know, one thing white people especially have to do, we have to, you know, really get the radar in on some things happening right in front of us, like how the liberal media will basically mock us and ridicule us whenever possible. You got that vile Joy Reid on MSNBC.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
A show that you can't go by without her making comments and denigrating white people whenever she can. And you can see it in some of the TV shows, commercials. You see how they're trying to prime the pump and shift the society all the way over. And again, we have to get to where we start informing more people about this, they pay attention, because we need to have some blowback in some form or fashion. They're going to run us over in no time at all as time goes on if people just stay so, neutral and sitting back and letting them get their ass kicked, you know, over the next few years. But
yes.
To go back to that one guy, Jan Lambrecht, He does have a website with some videos and interviews on it. It might be worth a good little resource, and it's called historyreviewed.com.
Okay.
Got a bunch of good clips on there. Yeah.
Okay.
And so...
I'm going to look for that. I'm going to go for that. Does he have any YouTubes out there so we can listen to him?
That I don't know. I think the kind of stuff he's putting out, I don't think YouTube would have him on, but I could be wrong. Because, you know, YouTube will they'll blank out a lot of folks who are really telling the truth on a lot of issues. But I don't know if this is Rumble or Rumble stuff he's got, but the clips are right there on his website. So you can go through and see some of the things. And, again, Blackbeard on from RBN, he has that 6 o'clock show on Saturday nights. It's Central. He's had him on a couple times, and the guy is very, very much in tune what's going on. And I think what he's trying to maybe do, and I called him with this idea, was to try to find counterparts in France, Germany, Sweden, you know, our country, where we're all having the same issues of unlimited migration, the crime is out of control, drugs and everything else, to find some common ground and to see what could be done, you know, at a group level, as opposed to people trying to fight this individually.
Yes, exactly. We have to band together. And the... of course, that harks back to what Donald Trump said in Warsaw, Poland, in 2017. The question is, he said in a speech to Poles, you know, not, some of them speak English, but a lot of them, but he's speaking in English in Krasinski Square under a statue of Polish heroes who fought both the Germans and the Russians for their freedom and died in large numbers, because they were betrayed from both sides, attacked. He said, the question is, and this is slightly paraphrased, but it's exactly correct. The question is, do we have the will to defend Western civilization? That is the question. Do we have the will? And that's what Wayne is talking about right there. The will, the willingness to fight, to not go quietly into that dark night. So that's what we're, and I do believe it's happening. I mean, notice how we're talking about it right here. That's prelude to doing something, is we're talking about it, and we're talking about the right stuff. And this book, this is encouraging. That's why I'm bringing it to the show tonight. The Unprotected Class. This is something you could give. I'm going to give it to my kids to read. So it's not just dad saying this stuff. Oh, dad, you know, you going on, you know, the white people are being under attack. Yeah, sure, dad. Well, read Jeremy Carl's version of it. The Unprotected Class, How Anti-White Racism is Tearing America Apart. So I'm going to ask my kids to read it. I'll even bribe them. I'll give them money if they read it. I'll give them $5 for every chapter they read. And we need this. We need this ammunition, and we're building the will to defend Western civilization. Of course, what is Western civilization? It's us. I mean, who built Western civilization? European people. Us. We built Western civilization. And sort of our forebears. And by the way, let me squeeze this in before I run out of time. Look at my clock. Well, I'm just about out of time. Here's a happy little event, maybe extraneous to all of you, but it rocked my world. Is, you know, I love, I gave a salute to Alison Krauss, her beautiful voice, the beauty of Western civilization, the beauty in her body, who she is. She is the result. She inherited us. And Emmy Lou Harris, the same thing. And another woman I named was Kate Wolfe, whose maiden name was Kate Allen. And I love this woman. And I didn't get a chance to play her music. I probably won't have time to play a little bit of it tonight. But she also has this ineffable beauty in her singing that is what we're all about. It's why we're worth saving. You know, we're going to save the white race because, you know, hey, that's my group. I'm going to save my group. Hey, you know, no, There is an objective reason to save our people, to save Western civilization. It is the most beautiful thing that has ever appeared in the universe. Period. Nothing else is even close. And not only are we not the disgusting people that the anti-whites want to portray, we are this ineffable beauty. But here's what I found out. I said, you know, I love this woman so much. I resonate with her so much. Could it be? So I went into Ancestry.com. A couple hours of research later, I am a ninth cousin to Kate Wolf, this woman who sings this beautiful music. We are by blood connected, we share a ninth great grandfather, who was. This is all, you know, not too interesting, you folks, but we share an ancestor, Giles Slocum, who founded New Jersey. He's her grandfather, and he's my grandfather. And so,
very
anyway,
cool.
Yeah.
So let me add.
We are, and the point being that this just illustrates, it makes palpable. We are, like, Wayne, you're part of my family. James, part of the family. And, you know, we
me.
Go ahead, Wayne.
Yeah, if I could just say one thing that people need to realize as we go through this, if the white race goes by the wayside, so do the other ones. Blacks, a lot of these blacks cannot lead or manage or whatever. You can see what they've done to Chicago, San Francisco, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., all
South Africa,
black women mayors. And they've destroyed
the
all
gangster
those great
rappers.
Go ahead, James.
The rappers shoot it up every weekend.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look what happened to Rhodesia. Was a wonderful country. And what has it become under Robert Mugabe? South Africa was a wonderful, it was a dream, it was a paradise. And now, you know, it's a hell for white people in South Africa. We don't deserve that. And what folks, listen to what Wayne just said. If Western civilization dies, civilization dies. We are the people who invented the whole notion of human rights entirely, lock, stock, and barrel, A to Z, everything ever written on the fact that humans, people, have rights. All of it invented by people like Thomas Jefferson and the great minds, Aristotle. Well, we're out of time, and Wayne, I want to thank you for appearing in the show. Thank you very much. You're always most welcome.
Thanks, sir.
And I'm going to look up your reference to the South African, Jan.
L-A-M.
Check out the movie Mirage.
Jan Lambrecht. And I'll check out Mirage. So I've got my homework. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you again tomorrow night, right here. Right here. See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You can't! can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.